welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com. I'm your host, Jason Logan, and a fitting theme song here as we kick off the Tuesday pod, Mo Money, Mo Problems. We had a lot more problems than money in week six, an ice cold weekend for myself, as well as the pod picks. After a few fantastic weeks of action, though. But as I said last week, gambler giveth and gambler taketh away. And these ups and downs are just part of the sports betting, dog and pony show. But we're back on the horse in week seven, which gets started with kind of a weird one between the Saints and the Cardinals on Thursday. We're going to get into that game in a bit. I do want to say what's up and congratulations to my man, Dell, whose Eagles beat my Cowboys on Sunday night. Dell, good on you. Congrats.
Yeah, it was kind of bittersweet. Our pick lost, but my Eagles shit on your Cowboys. So I always like to see that.
Yeah. All right. Well, we still got another game. Dak's coming back. I'm holding on to hope here. So before we get started, though, a reminder, please rate and review the Sharp 600. If you've been listening this football season, if you like the new format, you like what we're doing, let us know. Much appreciated. It helps us grow. It helps us reach sports bettors like yourself. And with that said, now on to the 600 seconds. Love some Prince on a Tuesday afternoon. A wild weekend in wagering. We had plenty of outright upsets from underdogs, but dogs overall go 7-7 ATS. In week six, they now sit 38-52-3 ATS overall. That's 58% winners blind for teams getting the points. And notable line movement for the dog for Thursday night football. We're going to run down some of the notable line moves here in the first 2 days of action for week seven. So Arizona opened as big as -2.5. And despite all the injuries stacking up for the Saints right now, this one has ticked down to Cardinals -1. The fire Cliff Kingsbury train, it's in full speed right now. He was +150 and the fave to be the next coach fired after Carolina can Matt Rhule. He's now -110 after that ugly loss on Sunday. We have the Washington Commanders. They opened +5 versus Green Bay. People expected Carson Wentz to miss time, and he will with that fractured finger. Tyler Heinicke is now under center, and many books have actually ticked this up to +5.5. However, more respected online shops kind of keeping it low, playing it cool. We're seeing Washington +5, Washington +4.5 out there. Wentz was just so bad. Any line difference between he and Tyler Heinicke right now is kind of minimal. And really, do you want to be betting on Washington? I think that's the ultimate question we need to ask ourselves. We have a couple moves around the key numbers as well, too. We saw the Jaguars go from -2.5 up to -3, hosting the Giants at 5-1, but a team that no one trusts or believes in. They just keep on winning. And then the Ravens jump from -6 to as high as -7. We're going to touch on this game in a little bit. And then the Chiefs quickly went from -2.5 to -3 visiting San Francisco. And we had the Dolphins jump from -6 to -7 with Tua expected back in week seven. Now, there are a couple bets that I already got down on Sunday night. I did take Ravens -6 on the Sunday night. Baltimore back home and able to ground and pound what is one of the worst defenses out there. More specifically, one of the worst run defenses in the NFL. The Browns enter week seven ranked out 31st in EPA allowed per play while sitting dead last in EPA allowed per handoff. And the Ravens run game right now, number 2 in the offensive flip of that advanced metric, 44% success rate per handoff. Still some Baltimore -6 lines out there, most 6.5, 7, if they are available in your market. The other one I bet was over 45 points in Steelers Dolphins. This one has come down a tick to 44.5 at some places. I think it has to do with Kenny Pickett's status, the rookie quarterback for the Steelers in concussion protocol. Honestly, I don't think there's that much of a difference or a line value between he and Trubisky here at this point. The Finns trying to pick up where they left off, however, before Tua's injury. This was the number one offense, number one in EPA per play in the land in those 3 weeks. And then the Steelers' defense was supposed to be the shit this year, but definitely not living up to those standards. 23rd in EPA allowed per play. In week six, they had a 20-16 win over Tampa Bay, but it kind of perpetuates the myth that this is a good Steelers' defense. Tampa Bay just went 1-for-4 inside the red zone, left a lot of points on the table, could have been a lot worse. And Miami's defense, pretty much just as bad. The Finns have been gashed for 27, 40, 24 points the past three games, sit 23rd in EPA allowed in that three-game span, while also allowing 75% success rate in the red zone to opponents. You got a lot of players missing on both defenses, primarily in the secondary, so I like the over 45 or over 44.5, whatever the best number you can get. On to our weekly look at spot bets, aka the situational handicaps. which is a great way to find subtle edges that the analytics may pass over when you look at the schedule and how it could impact the outcome. And the letdown spot for Week 7 has the Atlanta Falcons bringing their perfect 6-0 ATS mark to Cincinnati. Atlanta runs the risk of a letdown after that big home upset over San Francisco, and the market's definitely showing Atlanta some respect here, too. The spread currently under a touchdown. It's dropped from +6.5 to +6 at some shops. But they're taking on a Bengals team that's building momentum. They have 3 wins in their last 4 games, and they've also gone a perfect 4-0 against the spread in that span as well, too. Atlanta has injuries to its top 2 corners in the secondary, and that is a unit that has been the backbone of this defense, very much a bend-but-don't-break defense for Atlanta. Right now, the Bengals -6 looks pretty good at home. The Week 7 look-ahead spot has the Tampa Bay Buccaneers laying -10.5 on the road at Carolina, and the Panthers are a damn mess. Coaching situation is a mess. The QB situation is even worse. You have skilled players up in the air. You got McCaffrey being shopped around, allegedly. Robbie Anderson, you know, threw a fit. He got tossed. He's traded. So you can see why this spread is this high, but are the Bucs deserving of this right now? You know, Tom Brady's frustration boiled over. He looked like me trying to put my kids to bed at night there, yelling at his offensive line. But that kind of personifies how bettors feel right now with the Bucs. This team has failed to cover in 4 straight outings. They're just 1-3 straight up in that span. And despite that downward spiral, bookies are still backing up a dump truck full of points for this game. But it is a short week coming for Tampa Bay in Week 8, and that's where this look-ahead spot comes into play. They take on Baltimore on Thursday Night Football, and this Brady-led team has been banged up since the summer, just dealing with injuries constantly. And should Tampa Bay get up big on Carolina and start pulling out guys and start resting guys, that's a pretty big wide gap for a backdoor cover from the Panthers to come in and play spoiler for anyone that did lay the lumber with the Bucs. And we've seen Tampa Bay get a bad backdoor cover against the Falcons there a couple weeks ago. And finally, the schedule spot sees the red-hot New York Jets playing their second straight road game in 3rd and 4 weeks in Denver, which is where you also have to deal with the thin air and that energy-sapping altitude. The Jets went to Mile High last year in Week 3. They got shut out 26-0. Now, I like the energy. I like the swagger coming from this Jets team. They already spit in the face of our letdown spot last week. We thought they were going to go into Green Bay and lay an egg. No, they didn't. They upset Aaron Rodgers. Come out of that, it kind of layers in another letdown spot into a kind of what is a situational sandwich right now in an already tough schedule spot. Now, the Jets did open +3, but there's a lot of reports out there right now saying Russell Wilson having an MRI on a hamstring injury that could be significant on top of the shoulder injury. He's kind of falling apart right now. And that line, where it is available, not a lot of books have this open right now, but Broncos down to -1 right now with books that are hanging that number. So we've been very football focused on the Sharp 600, but today the NBA season gets underway, and I am a big basketball fan and a big NBA fan. However, I don't really get involved until like Christmas Day because, you know, it's like an NBA game. The guys really don't start playing until the second half, and yeah, maybe some injuries and stuff and things to watch in that first, you know, October, November schedule. But I really don't get involved until December. But that's not to say I don't have any opinions here. And I do have a couple quick futures bets that I think have value here. MVP, Joel Embiid for the 76ers. And the Sixers are a mess when he's not on the floor. And so his value in terms of most valuable is just it's not disputed. Embiid is a force on both ends of the floor, and he's got the best team around him that he's ever had in Philly, I believe. The thing I like about Embiid here is that he welcomes the challenge. He goes up against the NBA's best. He always ups his game when he takes on the Bucks and the Celtics and the Nets. When those guys show up in the schedule, he's just got to stay healthy enough to hoist that MVP trophy. And you can get him a +700. I also like the 76ers to win the Atlantic Division. You know, the Celtics are kind of shaky after that offseason coaching drama. The Nets are one bad a game away from imploding, as always. And that leaves the 76ers as a live bet to win the Atlantic. And the Sixers, they hung on to a very deep and talented group of players. And then they also added some personnel in the right places. They got tough and added some shooters, added some defense. It's not all on Embiid either. You got James Harden. He committed to winning in Philly. I believe in the beard. I believe in the 76ers +300 to win the Atlantic Division. And 2-minute drill time. Thursday Night Football has a pretty low bar for bettors in Week 7 after the past two Thursday games produced just 40 total points. And this one, a bit of a mess. You get multiple skilled players injured or out for the Saints, and DeAndre Hopkins coming back for the Cardinals just as Hollywood Brown goes down for them. The one bet that I do have for Thursday Night Football is Arizona tight end Zach Ertz to go over 47.5 yards receiving. Now, Brown was drawing a ton of targets from Murray this season and even more over the past 3 weeks. However, he's gone in here. And with Hopkins' usage kind of up in the air, they don't know if he's going to be a snap count. I don't expect him to come in and just fully take over Brown's touches. And that means more receptions or more targets for Rondale Moore and Zach Ertz, who continues to be a very popular option for Kyler Murray. Ertz drawing targets of 22.5% on pass attempts the last 3 weeks. He enters week 7 as the third most targeted tight end in the league at 51. He's drawn 10 or more targets in 4 of 6 games this season. He's had 6 or more receptions in 5 straight outings, and he's posted outputs of 75, 45, 47, 48, and 70 yards. That last figure coming on 7 catches versus Seattle last Sunday. He's gone over his yardage prop in 5 straight outings, and books have kind of upped his total from 40.5 to 45.5 to 50.5 the past 3 games. His total for Thursday Night Football down to 47.5, a number that I don't think reflects the probable shift in targets for the short week contest. And the Saints have been stingy against the position here in 2022, allowing just 29.5 yards per game to tight ends, but they haven't faced a tight end as active as Ertz outside of like Falcons overrated tight end Kyle Pitts. A couple extra catches here for Ertz. I think he easily eclipses this total, which just sits below his season average in terms of yardage. So Zach Ertz over 47.5 receiving yards. There's the horn. That's it for the latest Sharp 600 podcast. Thank you, Dell. Thank you for listening. A reminder, please rate and review the podcast. Let us know what you want to talk about. Let us know what you want to hear. Do you want more NBA? We can do that. We will talk to you on Friday. Good luck with Thursday Night Football.